Hello again, everybody. Scott Casper for TDR-TV, InternetWrestle.com, our friends at Punch Drunk Gamer, and those around the country as well. This interview brought to you by Clinch Gear. You'll find them online at clinchgear.com. Well, just as wrestling camps and clinics are getting set to kick off around the country, UNI has announced their brand new head coach. His name is Doug Schwab. Athletic Director Troy Dan and Tab. Doug Schwab is the Panthers' ninth head coach. Last Thursday, he joins us now. Doug, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Was this a difficult decision for you and your family? You've been at Iowa for a long time. You've worn the black and gold. Any type of change, I would imagine, is a bit difficult, but this is a new challenge for you and your family. Talk a little bit about it.
Well, you know, it's hard to leave, you know, the great relationship I have. And, you know, I've had a lot of success at Iowa, as an athlete and, you know, as a coach now. But, you know, to have a head job in the state of Iowa, you know, where wrestling's important, where, you know, I mean, people care about it. They're going to come out and they're going to support it. You know, there's a lot of support in the Cedar Valley. And just to have that opportunity, I mean, I just didn't see too many more of those coming along. And, you know, it's a good opportunity for me to grow as a person, as a coach, because some of the things that maybe I didn't have to do as an assistant coach, I have to do now. So that there's a lot of positives to it. I mean, it's exciting. It's an exciting new kind of chapter in my coaching and in my life. And, you know, like I said, getting to stay in the state of Iowa and getting to go to Cedar Falls, where I have some roots up there and a lot of friends and family and, you know, good history. You know, I couldn't really ask for a better situation.
Well, you and I aren't necessarily close. Your brother and I, Mark, are. And I think the two of you could not be any more different. I'm just going to put that right out there. I think the world of Mark, that's because I know him. What I know of you is that you are an exceedingly strong competitor. You're very strong, strong-headed when it comes to winning. Is winning everything for Doug Schwab?
Well, I mean, that's what we want in the end. But the biggest sport thing, and what I've talked about with our athletes, you know, even in my interview, it's progress. Because are these guys progressing, you know, in a wrestling matter? They're progressing in school. You know, they're progressing and making leaps forward, you know, in their social life and decisions they make. So, yeah, I mean, winning is what we want to do, but we also want to do it the right way. And if we're not getting what we want, but we're still progressing and we're moving forward, then down the line, we are getting what we want. You know, and it's, you know, it's not easy. And like I told them, it's a process that's, it takes time, but, you know, but we can't be very patient. I'm not going to be very patient with it because, you know, you want success now, but, you know, it's not handed to them. And, you know, I'm making sure that these guys understand that they're going to have to go out and take it, and they're going to have to earn it. And, you know, then their hand will get raised.
And I think that's part of it. What you just said there, you got to buy into that lifestyle. You got to believe in yourself, the program, your coaching staff, what they're teaching you is right, the right thing, the right way. And it's the Doug Schwab way. This is your program. It's your turn to put a stamp on this program and its future success, not just winning back the conference, but earning your way back up the ladder and the national championships as well. How important was that in making your decision? You know the program landed in 40th place last year at the national championships with four or five guys waiting in redshirt year to come out. How important were some of those factors to you?
What they had in the room. I mean, to me, you know, the athletes are the resource. You know, I mean, you can look at the room, and you can look at you know, the money and those things. But you know, the athletes are the ultimate resource in getting the most out of those guys. And you know, there's a lot of talent in that room. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of guys who have. You know, won a lot of matches in one point in their career, but you know, there's a lot more that we can get out of them. You know, I don't think those guys have scratched the surface of their potential. And like you said, they're going to have to buy into the system. And when they feel the difference, when they compete and when they do these things right with weight control, and they feel the difference, then you'll have them hooked. You know, and you might have a little resistance, but you know, it's all. They're all going to understand that it's for their benefit. You know,
right?
For them benefit to make them better in the future. You know, and everything that they do, and it's it's a tough process. There's no doubt about it. But wrestling's a tough sport. You know, I mean, these guys pick it for a reason because they're pretty tough individuals who hopefully are determined to win some titles. You know,
we're talking to Doug Schwab, who obviously is moving some things as we talk. Are you in a train yard, Doug, or where are you?
No, I'm in my car. I'm driving up to Cedar Falls right now. So
okay, we're talking.
I still have my house in Iowa City. So just got that on the market, and we're getting looking at houses in Cedar Falls. That like I said, if I could have, I would have moved up last weekend. But we got to take care of those other things first, the household, and then get another house and do all that stuff. So.
I know you have a scheduled meeting this afternoon with the Dalai Lama, who's being hosted by the University of Northern Iowa this weekend, and what a great opportunity that would be if, in fact, it were true. But when you think about what you do in wrestling, how much is there, do you expect from your athletes from the inner self? In other words, that introspective look, wrestling with the mind as well as the body?
Well, that's the connection we have to get them to make. I mean, we got to get them to make that, you know, we say the heart, head, and, you know, you want to hit some balls and body, make that connection where you're given everything. You know, I mean, I think, you know, I've heard the quote where, you know, the mind tires before the body. So if we can get that mind so strong and they can push themselves to that point and then through that point and understand that they can function with fatigue and function at a high level, then, you know what, they're going to be in every match, and they're going to have opportunities to win every match, because a lot of guys, when, you know, that fatigue hits or that pain hits, you know, they go the other way. They kind of cower from it, and, you know what, we want to stand up to it, and we want to make it stronger and understand that they can fight through it. And that's something that they're going to have to let themselves get to that point in the practice room, in the weight room, running, in competition, and then they're going to have to find a way to get through it.
So turning it into a strength.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is something. I mean, sometimes, you know, you're like, wow, the guy just has it in him. I mean, you can watch him compete, and you're like, man, he's got something in him. He finds a way to win, or he finds a way to battle back. You know, and that can be put in. That can definitely be put in, guys. It can be ingrained in them, but it's got to be ingrained, you know, in the room and on a daily basis and reinforced. It's not something that just happens. You know, I mean, if they're in the wrestling room and they're allowed to put their head down when things get tough, and, you know, I'm not holding them accountable. They're not holding themselves accountable. And they have to understand that that's not going to be the way they're going to wrestle, you and I. That's not going to be the way they're going to compete.
We're talking with Doug Schwab. And, Doug, you said in your press conference, and I think that press conference was watched by thousands of people around the world, either in part or in total, you said in your press conference that now you will wrestle the Iowa way. What did you mean by that in that press conference?
What I mean is building leads, continuing to attack, you know, battling through the match from the first second to the last. And even if we don't win, you know, it sends a message to your opponent that, man, when I wrestle this guy, I'm going to have to come to scrap, and I'm going to have to come to scrap. If I'm going to get my hand raised, I'm going to have to go through hell to do it. You know, so that's what I'm talking about, where we care how we win. You know, and that's kind of another thing I said is caring how you win is important. You know, not just winning a 3-2 match and stalling and running for the last, you know, minute of the match. I mean, how many times do you see it, you know, in a national tournament, you know, I mean, at every level that a guy tries to hold on for a victory and they lose instead of continuing to attack and building leads, and then, you know, if something happens, then you still have a lead. You know, that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the Iowa way. You know, caring how you win and winning with some domination, winning with scoring points, and winning with continuing attack and build position.
Those that may not know Doug Schwab may be of the opinion that leaving the University of Iowa is not necessarily leaving. You're just changing address. They may be concerned that the University of Northern Iowa and Doug Schwab will roll over in competition against the University of Iowa. What do you say to your detractors?
Our guys aren't going to roll over to anybody. And if they do, then you know what? They'll be kicked. They'll be kicked in the butt. And they'll be set straight. I mean, we're going to train these guys to wrestle and compete with everybody in the nation. and that, you know, and that goes for, you know, Iowa, Oklahoma State, Cornell, the best teams in the nation, not just the teams that are in our conference, but the best teams in the nation. And that's my job, to prepare them for that and not to roll over to anybody. You know, I mean, I don't know if you saw the meet last year with UNI in Iowa, you know, getting pinned six times. You know, that's, if they're battling, they're fighting, they're hustling, and they get beat and they get pinned, that's one thing. But if you put your head down and you roll over, that's a whole other thing. I mean, I'll be okay with a guy that battles. They battle and hustle, and, you know, the guy just plain beats them, that's fine. And, you know, then we'll get back to work. But if they just give in and throw the towel in, then you know what, then we're going to have to do some serious one-on-one talk and some one-on-one work where the guy understands that's not going to happen, or they're not going to be out there.
There are those out there that believe that this was a foregone conclusion, that you indeed would be the head man with or without the interviewing process. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I don't know about that. There were some, you know, I mean, with Bono and Papalizio, I mean, there were some, and there was a lot of other quality candidates. I don't think it was just a slam dunk. I mean, I think that I had some, I think maybe I had some connections maybe that they didn't, you know, with my brothers wrestling at UNI and being from up in that area and being the Iowa guy, you know, with Iowa connections. If you look at a lot of Northern Iowa coaches, you know, they have a UNI connection, they have an Iowa connection. You know, so maybe that was my, you know, my edge, but I don't think it wasn't a shoo-in. I mean, I wasn't sure until I got the call from Troy if I was getting the job or not, so.
No.
So I don't think it was just a slam dunk.
I certainly, and Troy's a friend of mine, I have not asked him that question, probably won't now that you and I have discussed it, but there are those out there asking these questions, and I feel that if I'm going to put an end to it as part of my job, I think I'm going to go ahead and get these questions out of the way. Osage, Iowa, not that far away. I guess I have not noticed you, and maybe that's your secret. I have not noticed you, or at least it hasn't been real evident that you've been on the recruiting trail with the University of Iowa. What do you consider your strengths are when it comes to recruiting?
Well, I was, you know, last year I was the head recruiter for Iowa. You know, so the big thing is developing a relationship with athletes and the parents, and, you know, getting them to understand of what we want out of them, what, you know, what they should expect out of themselves, and what they're going to get when they come to the University of Northern Iowa. I mean, if you don't have a relationship with them, and you know, it makes it tough. I mean, going through the recruiting process, you learn so much more about them. You learn where they come from. You get to see their house. You get to see their room. You get to kind of understand what makes them tick a little more. And, you know, you're better prepared when they come on campus of how to get to them and maybe how to deal with them in certain situations. So that process is huge, and, you know, it's a building relationships. And I think once, you know, you get in front of them and they can kind of feel your energy, they understand what you're about, you look them in the eyes and they understand that you're not, you know, blowing smoke, you're telling them how it's going to be, and you're going to, you know, what you're going to do for them, which, you know, there's going to be probably 20, 25, how many other coaches are going to be telling the same thing, but, you know, I can tell them to look at, you know, I've had a pretty good track record. And you know what, you just got to believe in what we're going to do in the future at UNI. You know, I mean, the past is done. Anything that's happened before is done, and it's a new beginning for UNI wrestling.
As we continue with Doug Schwab, the new head coach of the University of Northern Iowa, Troy Dannon announced this in a press conference last week. It was one of the best-kept secrets, that Doug would become the new head coach there. And as much as everybody was a little surprised that it came down as quickly as it was, I don't think Doug was. Doug, one of the pieces you said that was key to you was family, the closeness to Osage, your brother's history at the University of Northern Iowa. Talk a little bit about hiring Mark as an assistant coach for your program.
Well, I mean, there really was never a second thought in my mind who would be my, you know, my right-hand man. You know, my brother's, you know, he's a coach in Minnesota for 9 years. You know, they won a couple national titles up there. More than anything, I know how he can motivate guys. You know, I've been around him a lot. You know, I've been around a lot of coaches, and you know, he's a hell of a coach, and he's going to bring a lot to the table. As far as being able to motivate guys, being in the room, just having energy, excitement, You know, and I think that he's got a little bit of, you know, a chip on his shoulder because he feel like he has some unfinished business, you know, at UNI. You know, his competitive career, you know, kind of got cut short and he didn't get the things out of it that he expected or wanted. And, you know, this is kind of a chance, I think, in his eyes to, you know, to right the ship, to have this opportunity to bring the program back to national prominence again. And, you know, he's very excited. He's fired up to get in there. And, you know, to have that with someone where I know has got my back and is going to be loyal, but is also going to, you know, question me if he doesn't think something's right or if there needs to be some change. You know, he's also going to tell me that. You know, he's not going to be a yes man. And, you know, you need that out of your staff where someone isn't just going to shake their head and nod and say, you know, that's the way we do things. You know, he's going to get me to think about maybe the other side of it too. So he brings a lot to the table. I mean, he's a head coach. He's a head coach in assistant coach's position.
In my mind, you bring five things to the table. You bring two incredibly cauliflowered ears. You bring three others, Allison, your wife, and Hayden and Hendricks. And I got to believe Hayden was named after Hayden Fry. True or not?
People always ask that, but it's more just we kind of like the name. We like the H's, so we kind of stuck with that. But, I mean, it's a connection, I guess, with Iowa, too. But
What were their thoughts in the process of making this decision?
Well, my wife's 100% behind me. I mean, when I talk with the team before my press conference, I brought my family in because, you know, they're going to be invested in as part of the team and the process as I am. I mean, you know, she understands that there's going to be a lot of long days. There's going to be a lot of times away, and but you know, she wants to be part of every bit of it. You know, she wants to have guys over. She wants to make it a family atmosphere, and you know, make it the home away from home for these guys, so they have a place to come, and you know, they feel you know, loved and wanted, you know, outside of the room. Now I couldn't ask for a better support staff or system, you know, than my wife. You know, she's going to be the best fundraiser we have. She's going to be, you know, the best asset that I have. I mean, she makes me look better, you know, in every way. So she's excited about it and she looks forward to it, and definitely around. She's got a good personality and she's good at getting people on board.
All right, my final question, in as much Troy Dannon believes he's made the right decision, Doug Schwab, in your heart of hearts, when you go to bed at night, has Troy Dannon and the University of Northern Iowa hired the best possible coach in the country for this program?
Have they? Oh, yeah. There's no doubt in my mind. And I think if there was, you know, if there was any doubts, I think, you know, I think the press conference, you know, understand that, you know, you can talk to people, you can talk in front of a crowd, you can relate to the athletes. I think, you know, maybe the only concern wasn't what I can do in the room. I mean, I think they know what I can do in the room. I think it's, you know, some of those other areas. You know, and I just said, you know, give me the opportunity. I've excelled at everything that I've done. You know, I'll excel at this too. And I, you know, I've brought good people on to help me get through those things, but I think he's sleeping pretty good, I can tell you that.
All right. You know, there's two other rumors, and I'll just put them out there. You ready for them? See what your response on these are. Brent Metcalf moves to the University of Northern Iowa to be a new assistant coach for the Panthers.
No, he's at the University of Iowa for life, okay, for a long time. I mean, that's where he wants to train. That's where he's, and you know, you know, I mean, is there a better place to train right now in the country? I'd have a hard time finding one. I mean, I'm working on that right now to try to make one that rivals it, but right now, they got the machine rolling and it's rolling at full speed.
We're talking with Doug Schwab. And final question, promise you on this one, sophomore Matt McDonough to transfer to UNI. Any truth to that rumor?
No way. He's a third national champion ever that was a freshman at Iowa. You know, he's got a chance to do something that's never been done at the University of Iowa. You know, so So as much as I would love to have him, I'm pretty certain that they're not going to let him go, and I'm pretty certain that he's working on cementing, you know, a legacy at Iowa and make himself one of, you know, he can make himself the first ever, you know, four-time champion from the University of Iowa. So, you know, I mean, we're going to work on trying to beat him, but tell you what, he's one of the best. You know, he can't do first, but, you know, he's something.
Andy's a legacy there too, so I think that weighs in a little bit too. Doug, what's the final thing you want people to know before we cut you loose?
Just that, you know, like I said, it's a new beginning. You know, we're going to look to build, you know, from today to every day in the future. And we want guys that want to be at the University of Northern Iowa, that want to, you know, build this program up to something special, you know, that they want to be part of that from ground zero. So I got to thank all the support and all the thanks that I've got so far. An incredible outpouring of just support and wishes of luck to me and our future here. I mean, like I said, wrestling is important in Iowa, and so I feel very fortunate and blessed that I'm getting to do it in Iowa, you know, in the Cedar Valley where wrestling, you know, wrestling is king in Iowa. It's special. You want to look forward to the future and building on the future and having those stands packed and people excited about you and I wrestling. You know, and it's my job and my athletes and staff's job to put an exciting product out on the mat. And if you do that, you know, then people are going to want to come watch and they're going to be excited about it. And, you know, that's what I look forward to doing, you know, next November when we have our first competitions. You know, people are going to see a difference in guys who wrestle, and I think there'll be purple singlets again. We're talking about it, so in those purple singlets again, hopefully they really stand out.
Well, I think if they wrestle the Doug Schwab way, they absolutely will. Doug, we appreciate you taking the time, certainly facing some of the tough questions. We appreciate that as well, and we'll look forward to future interviews with Doug as well. For all of us at TDR-TV, internetwrestle.com, and our friends along the way, this has been Scott Casper speaking.